Hello, this is Congressman John D. Dingell, and welcome to my podcast. The digital television transition is a matter that, despite what some may tell you, is not yet resolved. Congress must do all within its power to ensure that television sets do not go black when the signal is switched. The Committee on Energy and Commerce last month held its first oversight hearing on the digital television transition since the law that set a hard date to turn off analog television was enacted more than a year ago. Consumers must have a clear picture of the digital television transition. This committee is going to work hard in the coming months to see to it that the public and the private stakeholders are doing all that they should to prepare American consumers. Much will be gained for our country if the transition is done properly and is successful. The timely return of the spectrum will produce significant public benefits, particularly for first responders and wireless innovators. Many of us voted to use the bulk of the spectrum auction proceeds, some $5.8 billion, for first responder interoperability. Unfortunately, the law that was enacted by the previous Congress set aside far less funding for our first responders. The country will be sorry about this. Decisions being made now by this administration and by others will lay the foundation for success of the transition. Good decisions that put the consumer first will go far towards ensuring a timely return of the analog broadcast spectrum. Consumer adoption is the linchpin to a successful DTV transition. I suspect more than a few consumers know that they will need to purchase new equipment to keep their analog television sets working. We must reach all Americans with accurate information about the transition date and the coupon program that is available to American consumers. The law established a first-come, first-served converter box coupon program. When that money runs out, many households, including those dependent upon free over-the-air television every day for local news, weather, emergency alerts, and entertainment, may well be left with a blank screen. Retailers must also provide consumers with simple and useful information. When consumers walk into a store, the necessary equipment, including the eligible low-cost converter boxes, must be in stock and visible on the shelves. Consumers should see effective informational displays and be able to pick up coupon applications right at the store where the boxes are sold. Sales associates should accurately answer questions and assist coupon holders in obtaining eligible low-cost boxes. Consumer electronics manufacturers must also make certain that affordable converter boxes are produced in sufficient numbers and are available to retailers in the proper time frame. Given that coupon distribution will begin in January 2008, I am curious whether orders have been placed to produce the low-cost boxes and in what quantities. How will manufacturers market, promote, and test the boxes? Will there be installation or antenna assistance? Will product labeling easily identify coupon-eligible boxes? The most crucial part of any consumer education campaign is in the efforts of the broadcast industry itself. Broadcast television is a powerful medium to reach our consumers. Local broadcasters must begin a thorough public education program as the coupons become available next January. Broadcasters should partner with local retailers and community organizations to promote outreach to hard-to-reach populations. Cable and satellite operators must also do their part. They must also provide accurate and appropriate information to guide their subscribers through this transition. Importantly, government agencies such as the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, and the National Telecommunications and Information Administration, or NTIA, will have to step up their efforts. There's been too little appreciation for the task of properly informing and equipping American households. It is the responsibility of the FCC to inform all Americans about the transition and to coordinate the technical steps required to usher in full digital broadcasting. NTIA must conduct consumer outreach regarding the coupon program and keep Congress adequately informed on the progress of their efforts. NTIA is currently figuring out how exactly the digital television transition coupon program will work. While details are being finalized, we will be watching very closely to ensure that the transition is done properly. Some of the things you can expect before the program begins next year are advertisements and public service announcements with instructions on what you, as a consumer, need to do. The FCC, for example, will help educate consumers by requiring television manufacturers to clearly label analog televisions to inform consumers that analog sets sold before the transition will require a converter box to receive free over-the-air broadcast signals after the transition. As we prepare for the February 2009 deadline, we should not forget that we are asking ordinary people to pay for a government decision that essentially obsoletes their television sets. For that reason, we should ensure that this transition is as painless as possible for American consumers. This is Congressman John D. Dingell. Thank you for listening.